You're tuned in to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update, where we feed you no chit-chat news about Ubuntu and free software. You can find more information like this at www.fullcirclemagazine.org.
The popular hacking distro Kali Linux has released version 2018.2. This latest release now supports more AMD hardware and also fixes Meltdown Inspector flaws. Debian, Ubuntu's parent OS, is also patching flaws. The latest kernel patch for Debian 8 and 9 cover a total of 27 security vulnerabilities, including an escalation flaw that has been around for 8 years. The problem allowed a local attacker to gain root access. Needless to say, you should upgrade immediately. Twitter is also calling users to update their passwords. A bug was found that exposed the passwords of 336 million users in plain text. It is advised to change your password immediately. For adding an extra layer of security, it's advised that you should enable two-factor authentication for your Twitter account. Even if you don't use Twitter, let this be a lesson to us all about account security. Lastly, if you haven't upgraded your Chromebook to a GNU/Linux OS like Ubuntu, then you still might be able to use Linux apps on Chrome OS. A beta feature has appeared in the settings that will allow users to access Linux tools, editors, and IDEs. To make use of this, be sure you're running at least Chrome OS 68.0.3416.0.
With the release of Ubuntu 18.04 LTS, derivative OSs have been following suit. The Ubuntu-based Linux Lite 4.0 Diamond has entered the beta stage. The 4.0 version will have both internal and visual changes, along with new in-house applications. System 76's Pop! OS is also releasing its 18.04 version. The overall visual design and drive selection panel have been updated. It also supports custom partitions and LVM partitions. Android alternatives seem to be the new thing, as seen with Purism and Ubuntu Touch by UbiPorts, but Huawei could be working on its own OS for a different reason. Due to scrutiny from the US government, the Chinese mobile company has been looking into alternative routes, including an alternative to Android, in the event that their handsets are no longer supported.
You've been listening to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update. Be sure to tune in next time. Special thanks to Arnfried Vollbrecht for content creation.